now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Good morning, Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line?
Good morning, this is Casey Peterson.
Hi, and you're associated with the, as I understanding, the planning group here in the city, is that correct?
Yeah, the Planning and Zoning Commission. I'm currently the chair of that commission.
Okay, well, Casey, thank you for calling in. I've got all kinds of questions to ask. You're on the air right now, and listeners can, I think, be improved in their knowledge about planning in the city of Palmer. So, first of all, at what point did you decide that Planning Commission was going to be an important part of your life?
Well, I grew up in Palmer, grew up out in the Butte Lazy Mountain area, and I actually graduated from Palmer High in 2009, and then I went to college and got my education. I came back and Palmer just grew so much. And something that was always pretty important to me was public service. So back in 2018, after I kind of established my career, I started looking for opportunities and saw vacancy for the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I was really interested at the time, and I applied for it and I interviewed and I was appointed. And so far I've renewed my term for another 3 years. Yeah, it's been a pretty fun ride.
Okay, well, that's good. That gives listeners some sense of who you are. Now, turning to the Planning Commission itself, now that you've had experience and you've been actually put in the position of chair, what would you say is your big set of learnings from the first meeting you went to the present time? Were you surprised by the process or what was covered, or what did you learn over those first years?
There's a lot to learn within the Planning and Zoning Commission. Planning and Zoning Commission, we mainly deal with Title 17 within the Palmer Municipal Code and updating that code and making sure that it's relevant to the current times and our staff with the community development within the city of Palmer and the director, Brad Hansen. They do such a great job in providing us information, but the Zoning Commission, there's just so much that we take on as an advisory board to the city of Palmer and pass it on to them. But there's a lot to learn from all the different types of zones and land uses and how we can make it better, to conditional use permits, as well as plat reviews and providing comments to the borough.
Yeah, all of that. Well, now that you've mentioned the borough, I could say, you know, over at the borough building, mm-hmm. As you well know, and maybe some listeners know, there's a huge staff, actually, a large number of people that are focused on planning and planning throughout the borough. The borough is a much larger area and entity than the city of Palmer. And also, there's an interesting kind of relationship between the Palmer planning capabilities in the borough. Talk a little bit about that. How does the planning that occurs here in the city fall under, say, an umbrella of what the borough does?
So everything within the city, we can kind of manage ourselves. And in terms of like zoning and land use, that's kind of City of Palmer's, as a city, that's our right as an organization to kind of help develop the way we want City of Palmer to look. City of Palmer is going to be completely different than City of Houston or Wasilla. So there's a lot of variability. But for the borough interacting with the City of Palmer in terms of zoning, there's collaboration when it comes to the different zones, if they can impact each other in various ways. And oftentimes in our meetings, we look at, well, what does the borough zoning laws say when it comes to this? Because if we try to adopt something similar, we want to be on the same level, so that way if landowners are trying to resolve differences, you know, they can expect to see some similarity, but they might see some differences too, because City of Palmer, again, you know, we're looking at it much more locally than the borough is.
Got it. Okay. Well, there've been maybe what we could do is walk through a couple of couple of interesting involvements to show the way in which the Planning Commission works as an advisory group for and taking action for the council. Recently, let's look back and say there was recently approved by the council a fairly large development up near Cedar Hills, and there was all kinds of discussion about it because there was a request by the developer for variances, and some of that was action taken by the council as a whole, some by the manager. Did the Planning Commission have a role in that in terms of reviewing that aspect of things and providing input to the council?
Variances, unfortunately, fell outside of our purview.
Okay.
We were mainly concerned with, well, the presenter provided a lot of good information within their booklet, but our commission, we didn't look at all those variances because there's a lot of those that, like I said, they didn't necessarily pertain to us. But we looked at it, you know, in terms of holistically what the current, you know, current lot looks like, what the current land use or what that area is zoned for, and whether or not there could be issues regarding like future development or future land use or zoning.
Okay.
Thoughts on that.
Okay. So you did have an aspect of that. I know I focused on the variances, and that's kind of a special thing. But in terms of the fact of the development happening there, you had a role to play was a presentation made by the developer to the Planning Commission before it went to the council?
Yeah. So the land developer came in and provided a presentation because the area had to be rezoned to residential to allow for those kinds of homes to be put in.
Okay.
And so that was all part of the packet that we received for consideration. And, you know, based on what's out there currently, you know, we want to make sure Palmer is growing. And part of that is looking at different ways we can grow our neighborhoods. Currently, I live in Cedar Hills. And,
oh, okay.
You know, I love it here. And based on the information that I looked in the packet, it looked really promising for having an additional neighborhood and having additional green space. That all sounded to me very, very promising. So,
okay. Well, let's bring the focus back to downtown Palmer, because after a long bit of work that I know the Planning Commission was involved with, there was an extension of a change to the Central Business District. I happen to live in downtown Palmer, in an area that had its opportunities changed by extending, if you will, the umbrella of the business district over an area in downtown Palmer near the Log Church. And that required a lot of work because it essentially allowed things like accessory dwelling units to be put in place in an area that had been prohibited before. The Planning Commission, I understood, was pretty heavily involved in all of that. Could you talk a little bit about that process? Because it had to go through you before it was finally approved by the council.
Yeah, we met for several months regarding the Central Business District and how it should look like. And there was a lot of discussion of how we should even present it, because, you know, downtown is so unique, and it's hard to you know, consolidate. You know, at the time when City of Palmer is growing, the different zones that come up, we try to be, you know, at the time they try to be fairly consistent. But as Palmer grows, you know, downtown starts more and more look like kind of like a mesh district of all these different zones. And so as a result, we want to keep, you know, downtown the same, but or give it that same feel, but also allow it to grow in its own way. So as you mentioned, like ADUs, accessory dwelling units, that's something that the Central Business District, the CBD, allows it to do. So, you know, bouncing back and forth between ideas of, you know, whether or not we should just make a new zone and just have it be its own zone of just downtown district, and then come up with our own land, you know, land uses from there. But with guidance of the community development group and our lovely staff there, coming up with the essentially like a cloud of an overlay district to allow downtown, well, certain allowances to be able to do different things such as ADUs again. gives it a good chance for it to grow on its own. So it was very, it was not a short process. It was very interesting to hear all the different commissioners at the time, their different opinions on it and how they perceive what downtown should look like.
Okay, well, that's very good. I guess the question comes up as we're thinking about it. You're Casey, you're the chair of the Palmer Planning Commission, but there are other people on that commission. How many members are there?
So in total, there's 7 commissioners, and I believe we still have a vacancy, but the vice chair is Joshua Tudor. We also have, and then our other commission members would be Linda Combs, Christy Thornbonnet, Elizabeth Jackson, and we used to have Pamela Moline, but she moved on to the deputy mayor and gone for city council.
Got it. Okay. Basically, there's an opening then, this is what we can tell listeners, for another position on the Planning Commission. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Last I checked, we still have that vacancy. And I encourage all people who are interested in becoming more involved with their local government. And it's a great opportunity to learn more about local government, but also about City of Palmer and how we do things and all the work that's involved in order to move things forward and kind of help shape Palmer the way we want it and the way we see it. So
looking ahead here, how often do you meet? You meet quarterly now or monthly?
So the Planning and Zoning Commission meets monthly.
Monthly.
In fact, we would have met last night, but unfortunately that meeting had to be pushed.
Okay. So monthly meeting. And I think you had one other member of the Planning Commission who was just appointed to the council, and so it looks like you're going to have 2 openings on the Planning Commission. I think that's accurate. And so as you look ahead, and whether you have 1 or 2 new members coming on, what do you see as the biggest issues that the Planning Commission will be dealing with in say, the next 6 months?
Well, I think the biggest thing on our plate currently is Palmer has a comprehensive plan for community and for our area, and that was last published in 2006. So from that time, Palmer has grown significantly and brought to us again for consideration of possible updates. So we're kind of in the very preliminary stages of taking a look at the comprehensive plan and thinking of ways of how Palmer can grow, or how has our community changed, and how can we make goals to better serve that community, and how can we come together, and do this again? Because back in 2006, it takes a lot of work, but a lot of the goals that we had back in 2006 have been met, or they kind of need to be updated. So that's one of the major things that's on our plate right now that I'm really looking forward to discussing, because this is a new updated comprehensive plan for City of Palmer. I feel will bring us together, and especially after a pandemic, it'd be really great to see some community output.
Okay. Now, back not so long ago, there was discussion and a very lengthy study done and presentations to the council and a promise to return to sort of finish it up. Talk about annexation. Is the Planning Commission at all involved in that?
A lot of the preliminary planning that we were a little involved with, but it was identified that there's a lot more work going on, so it'll have to come back to us at a later date. But that you are correct, like one of the first steps will have to be for annexation would be a discussion with the Planning and Zoning Commission of different areas of consideration and whether, which areas the city should consider annexing for the benefit of the city and for the area. And based on our discussion, how the vote falls out, we'd forward that information to city council and ultimately for their debate and for their approval. And then from there, there's even a longer process that has to, the local boundary commission for the state of Alaska, they'll get involved. So it's quite a lengthy process, but again, like it kind of starts at the Planning and Zoning Commission level of kind of picking through the information provided to us by our, by the contractor to be able to come up with the best, you know, best solution we think possible for, you know, for the city of Palmer.
Okay. Now, the thought came to me, would that mean that you'd be having discussions with Borough's planning department as well as people in the particular areas potentially to be annexed?
Oh, yeah. The people in the areas up for annexation, I would highly encourage them to, you know, voice their opinion on the matter. And the contractor doing their research, they have done some preliminary studies regarding their thoughts. But yeah, we would be working with or at least corresponding with the borough and with the people in the areas. It would behoove us to annex areas that are interested in becoming part of the city and who want to be a part of the process and are interested.
Okay, Casey, thank you very much for taking the time to serve as you have on the Planning Commission, and you seem to like it, so you're back again for some more. We have a few minutes left. Last comments for listeners, anything to do with the Planning Commission, planning in the city of Palmer.
Well, I guess my final thoughts would be that, you know, if you're thinking about getting your feet wet in local government, you know, planning and zoning is a great place to start. We do meet monthly, but we're pretty flexible. You know, we understand if you need a vacation. So, and, you know, a lot of other members are a part of different organizations as well, such as Christy Thorne-Bonet was chair of the board for the fair. So there's a lot of there's a lot of growth opportunities as a member, and you get exposed to so much that it's, you know, it's really valuable. And again, it's one of the restrictions for the commission to be able to apply is you have to live within the city. Your residence has to be within the city, city limits.
Got it.
So, you know, and that's another good case possibly for annexation is for more public involvement as we grow, more public involvement overall within commissions and the other advisory boards for the city council.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Stay well out there.
Awesome. Thank you. Enjoy the weather.
You too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.